It takes Wayne Ganji several weeks to transform his Clifton home into a house of horrors.
Whether it be anything related to a movie, just things that people have fear of, like a spider or a bat.
Rotting corpses, ghosts, and goblins, striking fear in the hearts of thousands of Halloween lovers who visit every year.
When you see something that's frightening, it just makes you have a certain level of increased curiosity. Gives you a little rush, gives you a little endorphin release.
But the city says the popular display is dangerous for passersby and will crack down again on traffic violators. Hundreds of tickets were issued last year.
They're actually creating more of a disturbance or a danger to children that have to walk a great distance to get to my home.
Steve Sandberg, 1010 Winds, on Grove Street in Clifton.